Good afternoon. We are reading from the book of James, page 1216. Chapter 5, from 7 to 12. Okay. 1216. Title: Patience in Suffering. Ready? Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmers wait for the land to yield his valuable crop, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too, be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Number 10. Brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophet who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers, do not swear, not by heaven or by earth, or by anything else. Let your yes be yes and your no be no, or you will be condemned. Thank you, Lord, for your word.
Thank you, Stella, for bringing the word today. Are you up for the challenge today? How many of you have patience to sit and listen for a 3-hour sermon today? One hand up. 2 hours? I was just checking your patience. Today, we are going to meditate about patience. As a church, we have been studying the book James in our morning services. And you know well, the James, the epistle, it starts with the first verse in the first chapter, saying that this letter has been written to the 12 tribes scattered around nations. They were Jewish believers, early converted Christians living around that period. And James was a book written first before all the rest of the 26 books of the New Testament. And James, you know the gospel Mark, it was written before all the other gospels, but still the gospel Mark was written about 10 years after James was written. Roundly about the James epistle was written in 40s or 50s, 20 years after the day of Pentecostal experience. The faith in Christ was proclaimed during that period. However, faith was misunderstood during the Christendom in those period, and also sadly now in our contemporary period as well. It is simply like this: how I live it doesn't matter. The main thing is I believe in Jesus. So James had the burden, inspired by the Holy Spirit, and he started writing this James epistle solely saying about faith must produce work. We have been seeing this whole term, faith, how it produces different kind of works in our lives. We saw in chapter 1, faith in Christ producing victory over temptation. We are all caught up with the temptations and trials these days. faith in Christ is helping us conquering the evil things that are going around. Chapter 2, we were concentrating about faith producing love towards all men and women. There is no impartiality in showing love to anyone. Unconditional love, as Jesus is showing to us. And third chapter, we saw how to control our own parts of the body, like tongue. How can we control that so that our speech can be gracious and it can be elegant and gentle so that we can be witnesses for Christ. And chapter 4 and 5, these days, we are now meditating about how faith in Christ can help us to produce purity and patience. Today, we are going to meditate about faith producing patience and endurance. Hope we are all enjoying the journey that we go through, James. I personally pray and believe that God is molding us and shaping us individually for our new life in Christ. James is a book. When James was writing on it, the passage what Stella read today, it starts with the verse saying, "Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming." He is encouraging us, giving a significant, specific time boundary until the Lord's coming. Don't give up. Don't give up your heart. Just hold on it for a while. The end is going to come soon. All your sufferings will be solved soon. All the difficulties that we are going to be there only until the Lord's coming. Have you heard any such encouragement? Normally, a trainer would give this to his trainee. Come on, keep up. Go forward. Keep going. Can you see the target line there? It will all be over once you reach the finishing line. For us, the believers in Christ, the finishing line is when Jesus is going to come back again. After that, there will be no more sorrows, no more tears, and all our patience that we have been enduring in this life will be rewarded by the Lord. Okay, well, then, yes, I can wait until the Lord's coming, but when is he going to come? I have been hearing Christians saying about Lord's coming for the past 2,000 years. I have been hearing sermons, people preaching about the Lord is coming soon. He will be here soon. When is he going to come? Some started looking at the signs in the sky. During my initial period of conversion, when I go to work every day in the morning, I look up at the sky and see, is there any signs today? Is there anything showing that Lord's coming is going to be today? And some, they believe in the verse, the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Yes, it would be suddenly, unexpectedly,